It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K. Saw this on Twitter the other day, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Kind of funny but morbid?
Yeah, a little funny but morbid. The last thing you Googled is what kills you. So how do you die?
Oh, wow.
And the only reason I bring this up is because I just typed it in for me, and it's Joanne Fabric Sewing Machine.
Oh, that sounds like it might be painful.
It might be painful.
Right?
But how?
Well,
am I being sewed, like, to death? Is it falling on me?
It could be dropped on you like an anvil.
Yeah.
Like Wile E. Coyote
Yeah,
style.
Maybe like a Wile E. Coyote Looney Tunes sort of style.
Yeah.
You're
just stitched to death? I don't know.
If I dip to row two, Maddie Pope, a former American Idol winner.
Oh, you just made Maddie Pope a murderer?
Yeah,
I don't think she appreciates that.
I don't think
that.
She appreciates that either. She's coming to Louisville, and we may have tickets to win, so that's
well,
why.
I think you stay away, sir.
You know what? Maddie, you stay over there.
Okay.
You stay at Headliners. I'll be over here. We're going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Oh, gosh.
What about yours? So, again, this is a little bit morbid this morning, but whatever. It's the last thing you Googled is what offs you.
Ticketmaster junk fees?
Oh.
No, that's a Google search.
Yeah.
No hard feelings release date.
Okay, that's what does you in?
Fourth down, fart soundboard. That feels threatening.
The fart soundboard is definitely what that would be something I would watch out for.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like an awful death.
I still like the Joanne Fabric Sewing Machine.
Did we buy a sewing machine?
No, that's mine. And I was looking because my wife's sewing machine like broke. And so I legit just typed in.
Pricing it out.
Pricing it out.
Yep.
All right. So, you know, there's
how
a Joanne.
Those suckers.
There's a Joanne Fabric that's close by.
Uh-huh.
How much are we going to have to spend to get this thing?
Yeah.
But
wow.
So Maddie, by the way, I don't know if you're listening, you're probably not, but sorry. Sorry to paint you in such a light.
Yeah,
but
we have just literally framed her as murderer.
Oh, shoot. All right. So anyways, if you want to tweet us, that's kind of funny. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show because I did see it on Twitter.
What a fun way to start the day.
Yeah.
Let's find out how I'm going to die according to my Google search.
Yeah. The first thing, whatever.
Okay.
99.7 DJX.
Sometimes you find love in the most random of places. Sometimes that could be even your own bed.
Oh. Sassy.
Yeah, but you don't get a name or number.
So what do? You do a little typey. You send it off into the internets, and we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
So this one starts out, you slept in my bed last night, man for woman.
So they've met.
It doesn't seem like it should be a missed connection.
It shouldn't be, unless it was a Snow White situation.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
I came home to find you asleep in my bed. You were stunningly attractive and blonde.
Bonus.
And slightly undressed.
Okay, then.
Me? I was strangely bemused. But too tired and distracted by other women in my head to care.
All right.
You?
Okay.
Gone this morning when I woke up.
Oh, dang it. No. Couldn't even get her name before she left.
Now I'm trying to determine from roommates who you were.
Was she hot enough to track down?
I guess.
Maybe he's just looking for some backup.
But they have no clue. They really aren't too conscious right now and think I'm lying.
Yeah, right. There was a hot chick in your bed last night.
If you attended what must have been a great party last night, I can tell by the mess you left.
Oh.
And you slept in some random guy's bed. That's me. Then please poke me back. I have some things here that might be yours.
Oh, all right. Just got to get her stuff.
Also, let me know when you might be back. If you're back tonight, I'll change the sheets.
Oh,
finally, thank you for not taking my side of the bed.
Oh.
Because that would have been awkward.
Okay.
However, if you're game, you know where to find me.
Does she, though? I feel like she probably couldn't find her way back.
In your drunken stupor, could you manage to...
Not sure.
Fish your way back?
I'm not sure he's going to get a response on that. No. I'm hoping, though.
It's...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Now, this one is actually... I saw this making the rounds on Facebook. It's from the Wheat Ridge Police Department.
It's a law enforcement missed connection?
It's a law enforcement missed connection.
Okay.
It says it was May 28th, and the three of you walked in looking like the Wheat Ridge Kardashians.
Oh, wow.
What do you need cosmetics for? Your makeup game is clearly on point.
Oh.
You took your time browsing, picking your products carefully, and loading them into bags.
Yeah.
Your grand total came to $1,443.
Oh.
You girls have expensive taste.
Yeah.
Which would have been absolutely fine had you not forgotten to swing by the register on your way out.
Oh.
Yeah. You hopped into a silver BMW SUV with your inadvertent freebies. We wish we had been there at the same time and could have connected at the moment.
Oh.
But we're confident you'll be back, as the Ulta employees say you're regulars.
Oh, okay. Is this the free section of Ulta?
If you see this and are interested in a little meetup at the police department where we can take some pics and take our relationship to the next level with finger painting, printing, date, please email Detective Smith. But we have a feeling that more than likely it'll be someone who knows you who decides to reach out.
Oh.
Looking forward to a face-to-face soon in our booking area. Heart emoji.
Oh.
XOXO WRPD.
Oh, goodness. I hope they can connect.
Yeah, really cute. And by the way, Detective Daniels actually said, give whoever made this post at the department a raise. And then the police department said, well, it's just one lady. She does all the social media. And frankly, she's received so many compliments on this one that her head inflated to blimp proportions and she floated away.
Oh, no. No more.
Yeah.
Well, whether or not you found a mysterious sleeper in your bed last night, you just don't know her name.
Or you're the police department and you're just looking for the Wheat Ridge Kardashians.
It can be one thing and one thing only, and that's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Here's what you got to look for coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, right around 7 o'clock, another chance for you to get in to win a trip to Italy. Yes, I said Italy, to see Harry Styles.
As in the country.
As in that is a completely different country.
As in you're going to need a passport already.
As in, yes, the boot.
The boot.
I don't know. I don't know exactly where on the boot you're going. I don't know the...
We don't know the specifics of where in the country?
Just Italy. Just
You'll figure it out once you get there.
Your plane ticket's just going to say Italy.
Awesome. They'll tell you. They're not telling us the information. They'll tell you, though.
Sure. I'm sure they will.
Probably.
Before that, Donald's mom passed away more than 30 years ago, but the way he's kept her legacy alive is a Setting the Bar story.
Oh.
All right. Setting the Bar time, Kelly.
These are stories that are something you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Donald's mom passed away more than 30 years ago. That's awful. The way he kept her legacy alive is why this is a Setting the Bar story.
Uh-huh.
If you can manage to make it through the day without defrauding the government for over 30 years to the tune of more than $800,000, you're doing okay.
Oh, is he still collecting Social Security checks?
Social Security, pension, annuities.
Oh, boy.
Donald covered up his mom's death for more than 30 years. She died in Japan in 1990, and he was like, no, she didn't.
Oh, my gosh. So since it happened in Japan, what happens in Japan stays in Japan.
That's what he thought.
Oh, wow. They'd never figure it out.
He did more than just, like, cash her checks, though. Because the government finally figured it out, but the crime is believed to be the longest running and largest fraud of its kind in this district. The defendant didn't just passively collect checks mailed to his deceased mom. This was an elaborate fraud spanning more than three decades that required aggressive action and deceit to maintain the ruse.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This is like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, that's harsh.
Which, if you don't know that movie reference, a long time ago, there was a movie where guys went to a house owned by Bernie. They discovered he had died, and
They just took him everywhere.
They walked him around town like he was
living his best life.
Still alive.
Yep.
But yeah, he...
Is it just me? But I'm thinking over the span of 30 years, only $800,000?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think it's more? I guess that just shows you how much you don't get for Social Security.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is it? Well, I've already written that off as,
right,
as something
I'm probably not ever going to get that.
There's
no hope for us.
Wait, what is that? What is that? $800,000
over 30 years
divided by 30 years is about $26,000 a year.
Okay, so maybe he was just thinking, listen, it's like, it's a pittance.
Yeah, it's
not going to be a blip on the radar.
Yes, it's a blip on the radar.
So he probably is trying to keep it like under wraps, a low enough amount to where it's not going to ruffle any feathers.
Right. So
not
he's like,
sound any alarms.
You know, for the government, $26,000 isn't going to be all that much.
No one's going to pay attention to
that. But for me, $26,000, an extra $26,000 a year.
That helps.
Sure, that helps. Yeah, why not?
Okay. Wow. And sounds like he worked hard. Make sure he still gets that.
Yeah. Well, he's not getting it anymore.
Oh, boy.
So.
Oh, Donald.
Donald. Hey, you know what? If you're going to go to jail, go big.
Okay. But again, he didn't really go all that big. He's not like spending millions living his life on a yacht.
You're right. Mom wasn't collecting, you know, millions of dollars from the government.
Wow. Like, was it worth it?
Yeah,
that's what I need
to
ask.
Know. Yeah.
Was all that work and time worth it?
Yeah, if you were going to ask Donald probably say no.
I would hope he would say no.
Yeah. Anyways.
Maybe he's seen the error of his ways and it probably wasn't the best decision.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story. Want to hear one of the most awkward exchanges?
Okay. Is this the cringy thing?
Yeah. So there's a few people on TikTok that have captured themselves live quitting.
Oh.
And posting the video.
Okay.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
So that is one TikToker who filmed herself on with her boss. All right?
Uh-huh.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Oh.
Sort of not.
I can't say it. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm just like...
She just gets right into it.
Yes.
Why are we doing this live on video?
For clout, Kelly.
Okay.
I know. I knew it was coming when you said that.
I'm going to cry.
Now, it was cringe to start, and the boss is really pretty understanding.
Okay.
If it's what you feel like you need to do, then I totally get it. We will be so sad and we'll miss you. But I'm excited for you and you'll do awesome.
See?
Well, that's great.
Turned out pretty well.
Do you think that the boss knew, though, that this was being recorded and was going to...
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. I got to think.
I was going to say, was it live streamed?
Well, she was the social media manager, so...
Oh!
I mean, that was... Part of.
Okay.
So I'm sure, you know, the boss knew that something was going down.
Okay. But still, wow. I don't know. Yep. I don't know if we always assume, though, that we're broadcasting this meeting.
Right.
To other people.
Right,
I don't know if I'm ever assuming that. Even in what we do, we broadcast every day, but we don't broadcast our meetings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So anyways, I don't know.
The boss handled that very well.
Yes, exactly. That I feel like would be so cringe to watch, though.
Well, yes.
Is it just me?
To be a part of.
Is it just me, though?
No. It's that. That's really cringy. Like, who wants to watch that?
And then, do you want that on your Google search
I wouldn't.
For when another prospective employer Googles you.
That another prospective employer would be like, that's a great thing. Look at them. They just fired live on video. That was fun. That was fun to watch.
Oh, right.
You know what? We hire them. Maybe they do that to us.
Ah, right.
Yeah. I really don't understand how that could ever be a good thing for your future career.
I don't know, but I saw that. I was just like, oh my gosh, so cringe. So anyways, we'll post that for you to take a look at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Has anybody done that? And did it work out well? What was the reasoning behind it? I have questions.
Well, it's definitely this is permanent.
Oh, like, yeah, like you're burning a bridge.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put it out there on social media like that. I mean, it's just like when people, you see those videos of people that get on the loudspeaker at like their job,
right,
or, you know, pick up those service telephones or whatever. And
you're at your fast food job. Yeah. I quit.
Yeah. Fast food job or, you know, the
take the job and shove it.
Yeah. Like the Walmarts where it's all over the entire
teaching
building.
Walmart shoppers. I quit.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Fun times.
Or who was it? It was a radio DJ like 10, 12 years ago who quit live on the air. It was, what was her name? It was like Ayana, the Hitta or something like that. But she was like, I quit this bitch.
Okay.
You know, remember that?
All right. Nope. I didn't remember that, but that's fun.
Oh, shoot.
I'm assuming she had another job to go to because, again, prospective employers who you want to hire you, that's probably not going to be something that they're going to look on favorably.
Anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show, I don't know if you have a good I quit story or you experienced that yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the workplace. Yeah. Give us a call or text 502-795-1997. So after people on TikTok are starting to film themselves live quitting.
Cringy, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just going to go ahead and say, don't do that. It's like setting the bar. Don't do that.
Asked, what are some of your best I quit stories? Got a couple I want to relay.
Okay.
I'm sure mine is tame in comparison to others, but I used to work at a mall record store. Worked with a guy every day for about a year, often exchanging complaints about our awful work situation and terrible manager, collectively daydreaming about leaving someday. One fine day, he casually walked up to me and said, I'm going to go get a soda at the food court. Want anything? I said, nah, I'm good. He never returned.
That's a good thing you didn't want anything.
I smiled hours later when I realized this. Bravo, good sir. And he actually says, I've often wondered since then, what if I actually did want a drink?
Would I have saved him from quitting? Would he have had second thoughts?
What if I did want a drink? Did he really leave his fate in my hands? Am I in some way responsible for the person he might be today?
Maybe in his head he was like, all right, if the guy says yes, I want something, I'm not out. Quitting today.
Oh, yeah, right, yes. Right. Yeah, you're
or,
right, you're right.
If he doesn't, I'm out. That's my sign.
Right, right, exactly. If he wouldn't have said, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have been like, well, I got to come back with this soda now.
Well,
so
can't quit today.
I guess I'm not quitting today. Right. I got another one. At my previous job, we merged with another company in Florida. They sent all the developers and IT staff down to the Florida office for a week-long team-building experience. One of the network guys flew down with everyone, but never showed up at the hotel. He showed up at work the following Monday, got called into his boss's office, then was escorted out of the office with a grin on his face. He had taken the company paid flight down, then gone to a hotel on the beach and partied with spring breakers. And he still showed up for work like nothing had happened.
Right. I was team building.
Just in case they didn't fire him for it.
Oh, wow. So he kind of knew he was getting fired.
Yeah, what a
fun way to go out.
Yeah,
but
well,
just in case they didn't notice I didn't show up.
Yeah, maybe it was one of those things where he's like, yeah, I'm not down with this new company that just bought us, so this is how I'm going to go out.
I had fun with the spring breakers, though. I was team building with them.
Right. I was team
all week.
Building with them all week. You know what? They kept me alive. It was great.
It was fun.
All right. So good stories there. Before we get to Kelly's feel-good story, I have a concert announcement, my friends.
Okay. What's the concert announcement?
A concert announcement for Louisville.
Very exciting. What's the venue?
Waterfront Park.
Waterfront Park.
August 23rd. 6th.
August 26th.
Mr. Worldwide, a.k.a. Mr. 305, a.k.a. Pitbull, is coming to Waterfront Park! Oh, my God! Zoe!
I know you want me.
Yeah!
You know I want
you. Oh, Mr. 305.
Yeah, right. Picture that.
Oh, he's going to bring all the hits. Him and his shiny head.
Oh,
when it comes to Waterfront Bar. August 26th.
I'm really excited that you described him that way.
I'm telling you what.
Shiny head, yes.
Ah, Pitbull.
Oh, in the sunlight.
Oh, my gosh.
And the stage
infinity.
Mr. Worldwide. Wear sunscreen.
Oh, find a person with a boat. Find a friend with a boat. Oh, float to the river, watch the show that way. Yes.
Mr. 305, Waterfront Park, August 26th.
He's got to be bringing friends, too, right? He's bringing friends, right?
I mean, who knows?
Probably.
Who knows?
We're guessing.
This is probably a one-off for him.
I'm a fireball.
Yeah! Oh, shoot.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
I mean, this is going to be just amazing. We'll figure out how to get some tickets for this. Maybe buy them ourselves to give them away.
Oh, that's really nice. We have deep pockets like that?
No.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We got Kesha. A couple months to figure it out.
You should bring Kesha.
Oh, yeah. What? Kesha. Oh, my
gosh. Kesha. I think she's available.
So, Mr. Worldwide, right? Mr. 305, a.k.a. Pitbull, performing Waterfront Front Park.
Ah, it's
August 26th.
Rocking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's making me sweaty.
That's good times.
Hang on. If the waterfronts are rocking, don't come a knocking. All right. There you go. Pitbull, there you are. The announcement. We did it.
That was good times.
Ah, good stuff.
Get your tickets.
I need to
tell grandma about it. She'll like it.
No, I need to tell my daughters about that. They have something about Pitbull.
Oh, like, yeah?
Oh, gosh.
Big
yes.
fans?
Yes, they
Dad,
are.
Pull some strings.
I know, right? All right, let's get to your feel good.
Okay, so this is kind of a crazy, scary situation. And this Texas grandpa literally believes that God wanted them to be outside at this particular moment. 3-year-old Maverick was outside with Grandpa Johnny playing in their Corpus Christi, Texas yard. They heard a car crash happen down the street. Their neighbor, Sylvia, was pinned between two cars.
Mm.
Grandpa's a firefighter, immediately ran to help Maverick right behind him. And this is what happened.
We hadn't been outside maybe 2 or 3 minutes. We hear this crumpling sound like a car. You know, I know what a car wreck sounds like. The lady who lives in the house, her name is Sylvia. She's pinned between the two vehicles. Mm. Why don't you go get your daddy, boy? I'd never seen him run so fast. You know, Dad came down. We were able to get Miss Sylvia dislodged, and by that time, she's unconscious. It's almost like God wanted us to be outside. I think we were supposed to be outside that day at that time. I'm glad you were my partner. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, he's so sweet. Like, you could see on their surveillance camera, you see Grandpa taking off, Maverick's right behind him, then you see Maverick just trucking back, screaming for Daddy. And he knew exactly what to do. He's like, he needed to go get help. And had they not acted so quickly, might have been a different outcome for Sylvia. It was their quick action that really helped save her life. Then first responders came and took over, and she was able to get out of the hospital.
Dang.
Thanked her heroes. Incredible story. You can see that video at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Got to work out some big feelings here with Lisa. Ben and Kelly, I need to blow off some steam. All caps. I needed to read it like that.
Okay.
And maybe a little support here, too. LOL, my husband and I recently had our second wonderful home birth. It was 15 hours of hard work.
Oh.
But it was exactly what I wanted. Couldn't have been happier. Until my husband mentioned a few days later that I was sort of a baby.
Ooh.
And that I wasn't as, quote, in control of myself as the last time.
Oh.
He also imitated the face I made while pushing.
Oh.
This is a man who lies around and moans anytime he's got a tiny sniffle.
Oh, gosh.
He says he's sorry, but it's not what he said. It's that he felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. He slept through the worst part of my labor because he was, quote, sleepy.
He was tired. Who cares how I felt? I'm the one having the human.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time forgiving him, but I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. Tell me I'm not the only one who's dealt with a dense husband. I'd love to hear other stories of partners who just didn't get it during the birth. Misery loves company. Isn't that the saying? The most important thing is I have a healthy baby. Uh-huh. I've got a ton of hormones still coursing through my body right now. So my emotions are a little on the edge. Thank you for putting a smile on my face every morning.
Oh, wow. I remember I was going to take a trip to New York a week before my wife was set to deliver Zoe, my youngest.
That's fun timing.
And her words to me, so help me God. Uh-huh. I have this baby while you're gone and you're never going to live it down.
But it worked out, right?
It did. Everything worked out. She was fine. You know, we everything's good. Everything's good.
Well, 3 weeks before I was due with Jake, my OBGYN and my husband were both together at the Buffett concert in Cincinnati.
Well, you know.
Worked out, though.
It worked out. It worked out.
But I was a little nervous.
Everything was fine.
Yes. But they didn't say anything dumb. Like the things that this husband said.
Yeah.
Imitating the pushing face. Are you kidding me
right
now? What woman wants to be mocked?
I don't.
When they're pushing a human being out of their orifices. Who would say that?
I don't know.
That is not what we say. Men,
you know, and look. She did say that he apologized.
Okay.
I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he apologized, but still.
But she said the thing that cuts is that she knows he felt like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, he was judging her. No woman wants to be judged.
Yeah.
In that realm. Ever. Men.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Is this thing on? Men. Guys. Fathers-to-be. Don't ever say things. The only acceptable answer is, you're beautiful. You are doing so great. You did a great job. I'm so proud of you. Those are the only things you say.
Right.
I'm getting fired up. I didn't even push.
I was going to say.
I just laid there.
Yeah.
And got sliced and diced. I put zero effort into it.
Angela rolls in, labor and delivery nurse here. What an inconsiderate jerk.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
He just wasn't stopping to think. How is my beautiful wife who gave birth to our child going to take my comments?
Yeah.
When I say them out loud?
Yeah.
Like what does that serve? What purpose is that going to accomplish?
She asked, misery loves company.
Yes.
So if you've got a story that you can share that maybe you can look back on now and roll your eyes and kind of chuckle and be like,
that was dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know. 502-795-1997 because Lisa needs to hear it.
Lisa needs us. She needs to work out her big feelings right now. She is hormonal. She needs some support right now.
All right. Lisa needs to know that she's not alone in dealing with a husband who downplayed her labor and delivery of their second baby at home. Made fun of her face, said she wasn't in control like the last time, et cetera, et cetera.
Kind of a baby.
Yeah, she's hurt. She's working on forgiving him, but wants to know that she's not alone.
She's getting a lot of support. On Facebook.
Missy rolls in and says, I hope he gets no less than 4 huge kidney stones. Who will be the baby then?
Oh, wow. Oh, Lisa says, fellow Lisa here.
Uh-huh.
While your hormones are raging, it's the best time for this suggestion. Junk punch him hard, then mock the face he makes and say, oops, hormones.
Oh, John says, next time he wants to, quote, make sandwiches, play along and then stop and say, well, since I didn't handle the last birth that well, we shouldn't really risk doing this.
Oh.
Then just go to bed.
Point made. Point made. Oh, my gosh. Samantha says, I vote you shove a pineapple up his urethra and see how well he handles it.
My bet is
she's going to be a big baby. Just as like I second this.
I looked over and my husband was asleep on the couch in the hospital room during the birth. No, blank you. Wake the blank up right now.
You're missing it. Wake up. The miracle happening.
And then another, I remember being so angry at my husband as he's sitting there sleeping after eating a big freaking sandwich. I wanted to punch him so hard right in his well-rested, well-fed face.
Oh, Angie said, when I had my daughter by C-section, the nurse came in, gave me pain meds. Her dad said, that's not fair. He should have gotten some, too. I looked at him and said, did you just have a baby? Get sliced open? Then no, shut up. Needless to say, he's my ex.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We got a dad here. Apparently, as I learned, it's not appreciated while your wife is in the midst of a C-section to tell her how cool it is that you can see her intestines.
Oh, my God.
Hey, they look like big noodles.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's a curtain they hold for a reason. And I told my husband, I'm like, don't look. Don't look, because I feel as though you won't come back from that. Like, I don't know if anyone can prepare you for that sight. And I didn't want him to, like, picture that every time he looked at me.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. Just for both of our sakes, just don't look. Just stay back here. Stay at my head.
All the stories of husbands just falling asleep while while the wife is giving birth is just, what? I just ate a big sandwich. Time for me to rest. I'm diving our baby.
A couple of Z's. Let me know. You're going to be fine. You got some more pushes to go.
Oh, shoot. All right. That's good. Anyways, Lisa, hopefully that,
you're not the only one.
Yeah, you're not the only one. You work it out and everything's fine.
It's a
and
lot of bless
as
their
you
hearts.
As you said, the most important thing is you got a healthy baby out of it. So,
okay, great.
All right, that's group therapy. So Sam went on a first date with a guy, and what he did while they were getting coffee caused her to throw up the deuces and bolt.
Whoa.
So you're going to have to listen to Sam's experience and tell us if you have a better first date story, Kelly.
A better worst.
Yeah, better first or worst. Yeah, exactly.
First date story. Okay. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Got to tell you about a date I was on last week. It happened. And the first thing I thought of was Ben and Kelly would appreciate this. So I met a guy on Hinge. We agreed to meet for coffee at Heine Brothers. So it's about 7 o'clock. We're sitting there and I'm thinking he's nice. Maybe a little rumpled, for a lack of a better word. Like, you could have put on a nice shirt, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes in, he pulls out a vape pipe and starts vaping.
Oh.
I was so stunned I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, dude, you can't do that. WTF. But I didn't want to say anything because I had a feeling you can't reason with someone like that. But I was like, okay, I'll give them enough time to look friendly and then leave. Then a barista comes over and says, excuse me, but you can't vape in here. And he looked at her for a few seconds like, are you kidding me? And he actually said, it's a free country. So they didn't try to stop him or call the cops.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine calling the cops though for vaping? I said, I got to go, and I was out.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah. Okay.
Wow.
That's a bold move.
Yeah.
Because again, that's still considered smoking and you can't do that inside.
Right. And it's like, if you're on a first date, sometimes you want to put your best foot forward. And I don't know if vaping is considered part of putting your best foot forward.
That is, I think, a big assumption that someone's going to be fine with that.
Yes.
At the very least, you ask, do you mind if I vape?
At the very least, you say, do you mind?
At the very least, you ask first if they have a problem with that.
Oh. Here's a message from a waiter. He said, I work in an Italian restaurant. A few years ago, I waited on a guy and a girl who met for a first time upon arriving at the restaurant.
Okay.
There were awkward pleasantries exchanged at the door and they were seated, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was taking their order, the guy asked if we had soup because he had mouth surgery a few days prior and chewing food was still a little rough.
Oh, bless his heart. That's bad timing.
I know. We don't have soup. So I explained that the softest food on the menu was the gnocchi. He ordered the house gnocchi and proceeded to cut each tiny dumpling into four or more pieces and slowly chew each piece. He ate the entire dish over a 3-hour period, and the girl stuck it out the whole time. She looked miserable.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure they never saw each other again after that.
No. Oh, bless his heart. I mean, gotta eat.
How did he not mention he had mouth surgery when the, hey, let's go grab dinner came up?
Yeah, he probably should have said, you know what? Hey, listen, maybe if we could maybe postpone a little bit. I'm still healing. Eating is a struggle for me. So let's let's make a date when I can eat food again.
And what kind of Italian restaurant doesn't have soup?
Right. That is.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah. That's,
come on
maybe,
now.
And maybe that was the root of, he's like, well, I could just eat soup. It'll be fine. He doesn't want to lose the chance at going out with the girl.
We're getting some responses from like waiters and waitresses. Another man and woman cozy in a booth. Different woman storms in through the front door, literally dragging two kids behind her right past the hostess station to stand defiantly in front of the couple and proceeds to yell. Dude was nailed.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if that was a first date, but that was definitely a date.
Oh, Sam.
Is
that
this
one's
morphing
better
into servers and what you've seen?
Oh, I'm sure they've seen stuff.
Wow.
They could write books. I'd read it.
Oh my God.
Like waiter confession.
Yeah, it's a nice tiny candlelit dinner, and you see the other woman, the wife.
Walking in with the kids?
With the kids.
I mean, listen now. I mean, the poor kids. They shouldn't have to see daddy on a date with somebody else.
Oh, gosh.
Can you, I mean.
Yeah.
I get the point she's trying to make.
That's leaving scars.
Yeah.
That's leaving some scars.
Let's maybe not do that. But, oh, wow. That's a statement. That's a statement. Okay. Hopefully, Sam's feeling better.
Yeah. Anyways, there are a couple fun ones there for you.
Wow.
All right, if you've got anything to add, you can. 502-795-1997. All right, let's get to this feel good.
This will give you chills in all the best ways. Kelsey Pohl met her now husband when she was working as a bank teller.
Okay.
Tyler walked in, sparks flew. They ended up getting engaged after dating.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were planning the wedding, they noticed Kelsey was connected to Tyler's family at birth.
Oh, wow.
They came across this picture in her baby book where they saw Tyler's mom taking Kelsey's footprints when she was a newborn. His mom was a nurse who helped deliver her as a baby.
We were looking through the baby book. I believe it was to find pictures for our wedding video.
I turned to her. I'm like, that's definitely my mom. That was a really cool, big shock. The glue to our two families that we were always meant to be together. So.
Like, I had both my moms in the room with me when I was born. You know, that's something that's really touching.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Like, you know, the two women didn't know each other, you know, went separate ways. 22 years later,
dang,
they came to find out this connection.
That is crazy.
That is meant to be.
Yeah, I was going to say, and they better not break up.
No, they have to be together forever.
They better
forever,
not
forever.
Break up.
You can see their sweet story at WDJX.com.
Meteorologist Tawana Andrew.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, this seems fitting. Mr. 305. Oh.
305.
Mr. Worldwide. Dale. Throwback Thursday's on. Nah, people. Mr. 305. Mr. Worldwide. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Good start.
Yeah, just a bunch of songs that you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back to back. Brianna says, hey, how about some Taylor Swift? It's hard to believe that this is now Throwback Thursday. Ready?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Ready for it. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, like I said, hard to believe that it's qualified for Throwback Thursday.
The rule is at least 6 years old.
Yep. So 2017, there you go.
All righty.
Princess Ashley, you want to get to Princess Ashley?
Fireflies by Owl City. Forgot this one even existed.
Hashtag banger.
Hashtag sharp left turn.
But hashtag banger.
But kind of soft left turn, too.
But hashtag banger.
Sneaky banger.
I love wieners. Stop it!
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Get your finger off the button!
Dang it. Abby's like, it goes right with the beat.
It does. All right, Throwback Thursday. Renee says, hey, Kelly. Hey, Ben. Today is my birthday. I'm 38 strong today.
Woo! And you do good.
Please gift me for this TBT. If not, my day will be ruined. Oh. So no pressure or anything.
A lot
thanks.
Of pressure.
It's the Nickelback buddy. Yes.
Cause I'm without a sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me.
Leaders! Throwback Thursday. It's 99.70 JX. Don't act like you don't know every single word to that song.
You do. You were singing it.
I was.
We saw your red car.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Aaron says, I'm going to the beach tomorrow. Let's hear some Katy Perry, California Girls.
Oh my gosh. That makes sense.
Remember this?
Oh, we do. There is a music video to that.
Oh, there was.
That lives
there.
On YouTube.
Oh gosh. Throwback Thursday. That's a banger.
You really need to follow the Ben and Kelly Show Instagram stories for the behind-the-scenes look.
Oh. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 Jags. Bree rolls in Air Force Ones, Nelly. Oh, remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
So I had to educate my daughters when Air Force Ones were a big one, big thing a few years ago, and yeah. They wanted to get a pair themselves. I was like, stomping in my Air Force Ones. And they're like, I have no idea what you're saying. So I had to play
nice
it
Nice song you're making up, Dad.
Yeah, yeah. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Sassy gay friend Mike says, I just love the way you are, even if you love wieners and think you're Lady Gaga.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Also, Amanda rolls in and says, on the phone with my boss, and I just hear Ben screaming,
wieners!
Hashtag benefit right there.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
Oh, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Chrissy says, one of my best friends, Michael, is going to Vegas to get married this weekend. Can you play a special song for him?
All right.
Oh,
Throwback
yeah.
Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
It's from your wedding, right?
Yeah, I walked into this right. Reception.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Throwback. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Eric rolls in, listening to your throwbacks and driving to work. Hazardous for my health. There's definitely a dance party in my Jeep.
Yeah.
That's the only.
Shake those hips.
Yeah, that's the only way you should do it, right?
You can't just sit there and listen. Like, this is a nice song.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh. That was a lovely banger back in the day.
Pleasant in my ear holes.
Oh, I loved that banger.
This is a fun time.
No, you roll down your windows and crank it!
Sounds of my body.
Like a mixture of the Target Lady and Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Oh shoot.
Kirsten.
The Humpty Dance?
Yeah, Kirsten actually requested my humps. I just played the wrong hump
song. That is way different.
Throwback Thursday. I like the girls with the boom. Once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, I gotta make it up to you. Sorry, Kirsten.
Perky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like two songs.
No, we're doing a hump train right now.
It's a hump train.
It's a hump train.
That's awful.
Okay. You have to pay extra for that on cable. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Michaela rolls in. Hey, Ben and Kelly, happy TBT. How about some Beyonce? All right, Throwback Thursday. on 99.7 DJX.
Sarah says, take me back to when I was a kid, thinking I was a single mom, screaming the song at the top of my lungs like someone owed me child support. What would you do by City High?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ah, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Katie, it's my first TBT since coming back to work after surgery. I need shots.
Oh, wow.
I love shots.
Did anybody know if Lil Jon actually did this when he was at...
I don't know.
Oh, all right. I mean, this is LMFAO and Lil Jon. Throwback Thursday. Everybody. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Oh, man. What a banger that was.
Yeah.
All right. Throwback Thursday here. Your requests. Make up our playlist on Throwback Thursday. I love that radio edit. I love that radio edit. You'll be kissing my ends.
I know.
That's
yes.
Just... It's just,
no.
It's just so, it's just so, yeah.
It's awkward.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Ashley rolls in. What about Aaliyah? Are you that somebody with the baby?
Oh, yeah.
No word on whether it's Ryan Reynolds' baby, right? It's not?
Probably not.
All right, Throwback. Oh, boy. See, sorry, I was letting it marinate a little bit more.
Lingering a little bit.
I was letting it linger a little bit. Just, I mean, it's Aaliyah, though.
I mean, you can't turn off the baby.
I mean, it's you can't turn
Don't
off the baby.
Silence the baby. Nobody put the baby in the corner.
All right, Throwback Thursday. I mean, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Go from EDM to EDM! Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
I'm gonna have glow sticks, slam this Alani real quick, pull out all my buttons.
Wieners! I love wieners. Fergie.
Okay, Throwback Thursday. Oh, gosh. Here we go. Let the beat drop.
No more energy drinks for you in the morning.
No more energy drinks. There we go. Look at us going all house.
What happens when you slam Alani's in the morning?
That's what happens when you slam about three Alani's.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Madeline, my two-year-old, wants Don't You Worry, Don't You Worry, Don't You Worry. Swedish House Mafia. She loves a house banger. LOL.
Two-year-old. Okay. I guess. All right. I'll trust your two-year-old on this one. All right. I hear it.
And now I just need video of the two-year-old, like...
I know, like...
Headbanging to this.
Yeah, with glow sticks and her little mini Alani.
Dancing in a diaper or something.
That's what we need.
Yes.
That's what we need. Throwback 100%. Thursday, 99.7 DJX, and that's it!
That's it?
That's it! That's all we can do!
The two-year-old shut it down.
Yeah, the two-year-old, well, you know, how are you going to follow a two-year-old's request,
really
right?
You really can't. Honestly can't.
All right, every... Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, brought to you by Drake's. I didn't think that this was going to be something that we needed to debate. We typically debate like stupid internet things that pop up from time to time.
Very important debates.
Like, does butter belong in the counter or on the fridge? Obviously, it's the counter.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah, those type of things.
We've had these debates.
Right. Now... people can't agree where to store ketchup.
Really? Like, don't you keep it in the fridge, right?
I do. And in fact, Heinz UK, so not the United States.
Okay.
But Heinz UK even put that up and said, hey, it belongs in the fridge.
Okay. So they've made an official stance.
So they've made a stance, but there are so many people that are like, it belongs on the counter. What about restaurants? What a blah, 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 blah.
I get the restaurant argument because, yeah, it sits out there the whole time and apparently it's fine. But it is just, I'm just thinking, I'm not keeping it on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, that looks weird.
Yes, I'm not going to keep it in the pantry because then I have to walk farther.
But then you think restaurants, too, they probably roll through it quite a bit more often than you do.
They probably do.
Yeah, so, you know.
Shorter shelf life for them.
Yeah, they're refilling it. They're refilling those bottles that are out there on the table.
Yes.
So, you know, those are, yeah, those are a thing.
So we have a right answer. It's the fridge shutting it down.
All right. Well, that was a fun debate.
I mean, when you have the manufacturer on your side,
yeah,
you can shut it down.
Again, it's Britain, so who knows if they're, quote, right, but yes.
That makes it even better in a British accent. They're like, yes, it goes in the fridge.
You can go to our Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show, and you can see kind of the poll and where everything stands.
Has anybody voted for on the counter?
Oh, yeah. 41% have said in the cupboard.
I need picks. It's in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Okay, but... Mm.
Yeah, in the cupboard.
Okay. Well, I see. We keep everything in the pantry because the cupboard is the places for, like, dishes and medicines and Band-Aids.
Well...
We don't have a ton of condiments in the cupboard that's right there handy. Did we do things wrong in the kitchen?
Maybe.
Did I set it up wrong?
Maybe, yeah.
We have a pantry, though, a nice big
pantry. Okay, well, then if your pantry has all that stuff...
Yeah, that's where all that lives. With the condiments and the spices.
All right, so at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see all that. And yeah, I guess we're all just saying, where are the cupboard people at? That's what I want to know.
Right. And then, the mustard is right now. What about the mayonnaise has to live in the fridge, right?
Yeah, if we're talking condiments, the shelf stable condiments, I would imagine, are ketchup and mustard.
But also, I've seen mayonnaise on the table at restaurants too.
In the packets.
Maybe.
Packet mayonnaise is different.
It's different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's held in by the packet.
I'm just keeping them all in the fridge.
All right. Setting the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
I feel like most of the time the reason for a theft is obvious, like stolen money, things like that.
I want something. I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
I will just take it.
Right, exactly. But if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the side mirrors off of cars, you're doing okay.
Is that a hot thing at the pawn shop or something? Why are we doing that?
Keep in mind, it's just the glass itself.
Oh, they're not even taking the casing around it.
No.
Okay, that's probably harder.
Probably.
Yeah. They just want the mirror?
I guess some people are speculating that there's a market for them on the black market for car parts.
It was a rude awakening to come outside and find both mirrors gone.
It's going to cost between $200 and $300 to fix, and it's a real hassle. But I will say, I do believe that whoever did it knew what they were doing. It's all very carefully taken out. My only guess is that they're for resale on the, you know, the gray or the black market.
Interesting. Is there a
resale for side mirrors on the gray or black market?
Can't be that expensive. Listen, when I was driving my husband's car one time, my side mirror did meet a mailbox, and I had to have the entire thing replaced. It was like $200.
Oh.
So, like, how much money can they be getting for just the mirror?
Well, obviously, they're stealing enough of them that they can say, here, we got, you know, 200 of these little guys.
Buy in bulk.
Right. Buy in bulk. Get a discount. Right.
Interesting. So, that's bizarre. But I guess good that they're not damaging the actual,
police are investigating right now. But as far as they know, no one's been caught. It seems like the thieves are preferring the driver's side ones as opposed to the passenger.
So if they don't, okay, if they have to choose, they don't have enough time to grab
I know, right?
Wow.
Anyway, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the side mirrors off of cars, you're doing okay.
I mean, that's a safety thing. You need those
to
safely drive.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yep. There you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, there's been a remake of a classic Billy Joel song.
It's got a Taylor Swift connection.
It does, and Billy Joel himself hates this song.
Oh,
so,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Is he mad about this?
No, but we'll explain coming up on 99.7 DJX. So a long time ago, back in 1989, Billy Joel released a song called We Didn't Start the Fire. Yeah, you remember that, right?
Iconic.
And he just lists off like a bunch of things, big news stories that were happening back in like the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Pop culture references, yes. This was the number one song for the same week that Taylor Swift was born in 1989.
Ah, there you go. So, Fall Out Boy, they just did an updated version of We Didn't Start the Fire.
And they've included references from 1989 to present day.
There you go. Okay. Kind of a rock version of it.
Yep.
For sure.
Okay, they're not taking any sort of creative license on the long intro that this song has.
Yeah,
they kept that.
They kept that for sure. Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, do you recognize some stuff there?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, a bunch of pop culture references.
Okay, so we haven't gotten to the Taylor Swift reference just yet.
Well, I don't know where it is in the song.
It does have to do with the MTV VMAs 2009.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Sitting there listening to everything, yep. Because it's hard to like, it, yeah,
it's a lot
I was gonna say
it's
a lot of things.
Right, but yeah,
there you go. Fall Out Boy, updated version of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire there.
You can hear the whole thing at WDJX.com.
All right, there you go. Ed Sheeran, we're not done giving away tickets, by the way, for Ed Sheeran.
Well, that's fun.
I know. Details still to come on 99.7 JX.